So once again in Parshas Balak, the pasuk says, when Bilam was on his way to go curse Bnei Yisrael, it says, "Vateira ha'osan es malach Hashem," the donkey saw the malach of Hashem, "Atilochez el akir," so it pressed itself against the wall. "Matilchas es regel Bilam el akir," and it pressed the foot of Bilam to the wall. "Vayosef ha'koisen," he continued to hit it. So we need to understand what is the inyan here that the Torah HaKadosh has to tell us that Bilam's foot was pressed against the wall. Why is this a necessary piece of information that specifically his foot was pressed against the wall? It's definitely no coincidence. Specifically, since we see later on that it says in the pasuk, "Vayivtach Hashem es pi'a osan," Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey, "Vatayma the Bilam," and she said to Bilam, "Mel sisi lecha, what did I do to you? Ki son is a shalosh regalim, that you have hit me now three regalim." He doesn't use the word pa'amim, he doesn't use shalosh pa'amim three times, he uses shalosh regalim. And Rashi says that ze shalosh regalim romzaloi, the donkey was hinting to Bilam, "Ata mavakish lakar uma, you're trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim a year, three yamim tovim a year." Now, so we see that there's something going on here with the regel. Bilam's regel is pressed against the wall, and the donkey reminds Bilam specifically that he's going to annihilate, he's trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim. I mean, Bnei Yisrael do a lot more mitzvahs than that. We keep 613 mitzvahs. Why mention specifically that we celebrate three regalim? What is the significance here of the regalim? Once again, I'd like to focus on the same pasuk I pointed out before. Mimono afar Yaakov, Bilam says, who has counted the dust of Yaakov and mispar Yisrael Yisrael, or can count a quarter of Yisrael? Tomais nafshi mais yishorim, my soul shall die the death of the straightforward. Usiachrisi kamoyo, my end should be like him. And we need to just understand the simple meaning of the pasuk. So I'd like to suggest, based on the Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, the Gemara comment on the pasuk that I mentioned before. The pasuk says, "Ki atem." It says, "Loim erubchem kolam imchoshak Hashem bechem." Hashem did not desire you because you are more than because you are more than all the other nations. "Ki atem hamaat mikolam," you are the smallest among the nations. And the Gemara says that what this pasuk is telling us is that the Rebbeinu Shleilim desired us because we humble ourselves. Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, you are the smallest among the nations, meaning you make yourself small. And the Gemara says that Hashem says, "Hishpati gedula l'Avram Avinu," I gave Avram Avinu so much greatness, and he humbled himself before me. He said, "Anochi afar ve'efer." He said, I'm dust and ashes. I gave greatness to Moshe and Aharon, and they said, "Menachnu ma." They said, "We're nothing." I gave greatness to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech says, "Anochi toilas v'lo yish." I'm a worm. I'm not a man. And then the Gemara goes on to say that there are actually three levels of humility mentioned here. The greatest level of humility that was mentioned is that of Moshe and Aharon. They said, "Menachnu mo." They said, "We're nothing. Nothing. We're absolutely nothing." The level of humility that is below that is that of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, "Anochi ofer ve'efra," I'm dust and ashes. He didn't say, "I'm nothing." Dust and ashes isn't nothing. So Avraham Avinu wasn't on a level of humility, says the Gemara, of Moshe and Aharon, because Moshe and Aharon held themselves that they were nothing. And Avraham Avinu held that he was at least dust and ashes. So despite the fact that that is definitely a tremendous expression of humility, it wasn't as great as that of Moshe and Aharon. And another level yet below that is the expression of David HaMelech, who said, "Anechi talas v'loyish, I'm a worm, but not a man." So a worm is, yes, it's definitely a tremendous expression of humility. But it's more than dust and ashes. It's a living creature. So Chazal mentioned that there are these three levels of humility, and that Moshe and Aharon is the greatest level of humility, Avraham Avinu a level beneath that, and David HaMelech, who said, "Anechi talas v'loyish," is a level beneath that. So we need to understand, what are these three levels of humility? What do these represent? I'm dust and ashes. I'm a worm, not a man. I'm nothing. What does this all mean? So I'd like to perhaps suggest that this, we can understand this based on the famous Chazal regarding the Dalad Minim that we take on Sukkos. The four different species that we take on Sukkos, the Lulav, Esrig, Hadas, and Arav. And Chazal say that it represents four types of Yidden. The Esrig that has a good taste and a good smell represents somebody who has Torah and Mas and Tovim. He has Torah and good deeds. So he has a good taste and a good smell. The Lulav that comes from a palm tree, which dates have a taste but have no smell. So that represents somebody who has Torah but has no good deeds. The Hadas, which has a good smell, but has no taste. That represents somebody who has good deeds, but has no Torah. And the Arava, which has neither a taste or a smell, represents someone who has neither Torah or good deeds. Those are the words of Chazal. But I'd like to suggest that perhaps what Chazal are telling us is that these four minim represent the way, four different ways Yidden look at themselves. Instead of truly what they are, rather how they look at themselves. And this actually totally turns it around and turns it on its head. Meaning, the Esrig is the Balgaiva. The Esrig is the most arrogant of Jews, who believes that they have Torah and that they have good deeds. And perhaps this is why the Esrig is kept away from the other three Minim. It's not bound together with the other three, because the Balgaiva separates himself from everyone else. And perhaps that's why we hold the Esrig with our left hand, because it's the Balgaiva. And perhaps this, we can understand why the Baal Shem Tov said that the word Esrig, Aleph Sof Resh Gimel, is Rosh Tevis, Al Tivieni Regal Gava. Do not bring me to have a foot of Gaiva. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Al Tivieni Regal Gava. Because the Esrig represents the Balgaiva. The one who thinks that they have learned a sufficient amount of Torah and that they've done a sufficient amount of good deeds. The Hadas is someone who sees themselves as someone who does good deeds, but is humble enough to admit that they have no Torah. The Lulav is someone who believes that they have accumulated significant Torah knowledge, yet humble themselves to admit that they have not done a sufficient amount of good deeds. And the Arava, perhaps, is the humblest of all. The one who doesn't, who humbles themselves totally, that seeing themselves as if they have no good deeds and no Torah. And I'd like to suggest that these three minim that have humility within them, the hadas, the arava, and the lulav, correspond to these three levels of humility that we mentioned before. Moshe and Aharon are represented by the arava. People who are totally humble, we are nothing. We have no good deeds, we have no Torah. So Moshe and Aharon are represented by the Arava. Avraham Avinu, who says, Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, I'm dust and ashes, is represented by the Hadas. Avraham Avinu was a person of Masim Tovim. Avraham Avinu is known as the Isha Chesed, the person of Chesed. Avraham Avinu's humility was that he has no Torah. So Avraham Avinu is represented by the Hadas, who sees themselves as someone who has Masim Tovim, but no Torah. David HaMelech, we find in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, I have your Torah in my intestines. David HaMelech saw himself as someone who had acquired a significant amount of Torah knowledge. Yet his humility was that of, he didn't see himself a person of sufficient deeds. So he's represented by the lulav. And that's why David HaMelech considered himself like a worm. A worm is a living creature. Since he saw himself as someone who acquired Torah, ki heim chayenu v'orech yameinu, Torah gives life. So he saw himself as a living creature. And that's why he is the mean of the dal mina that corresponds to David is the lulav. Lulav is also the gematria chayim, life, because he saw himself as somebody with the life of Torah. So these, the three minim, lulav, hadas, and arava, correspond to the three levels of humility. Once again, the arava corresponds to nothing, anachnu ma, to Moshe and Aharon. Anoichi ofer ve'efer of Avraham Avinu corresponds to the hadas, which has good deeds, yet is humble because he has no Torah. In his own eyes, he has no Torah. And the lulav corresponds to David HaMelech, Anochi Toilas V'lo Ish, someone who sees themselves as they have Torah, but no Masim Torah. Now I'd like to suggest that these three levels are represented by one of the Yamim Tovim, one of the Sholosh Regalim. In each one of these Yamim Tovim, we find a reference to Anova. Well, first of all, we have the Arova on Sukkos. The after going through an entire Sukkos with all four Minim, at the end of the day, there's only one that remains in our hand, and that is the Arava. The Arava remains in our hand because it represents the most humble person. The Nachnu Ma, we are nothing. And the most humble person has a tremendous advantage, because the humble person is not fazed by Nefila. He's not fazed by falling. Since the humble, since the Arava is so humble as in their own eyes, they're not humiliated by falling, by stumbling and falling in their ruchnius, in their spirituality. They're not phased. They pick themselves up and start again. Whereas any one of the others, since they have some amount of self-respect, when they fall, they feel humiliated, and it's difficult for them to raise themselves again. And that's what that is what we symbolize by dropping the arava to the floor on the shanarava five times, and we keep on lifting it back up again, indicating that the arava remains alive. No matter how many times it falls, it keeps on picking itself back up again. Which is not the case with the other minim. So Sukkis, which represents the arava remaining alive until the very end, despite all of its nefilas, corresponds to the level of Moshe Naharon Menachnu Mo. Shavuos, the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai, and Chazal Darshan from that, Ein HaToyre Meskayemes Ela B'mish Emesem Atzmoy K'midbar. The Torah will only have an existence by somebody who places themselves like a desert, Shahako Doshimala, that everybody steps upon it. Meaning only someone who is humble, like earth, like Afar. So the humility of Shavuos corresponds to that of Afar. To that of dust. And the reason that is what it corresponds to is because B'nai Yisrael at that point had already counted 49 days, which represents refining their midas. They had good deeds, but they still didn't have Torah yet. So it represents the Afar, which represents Avraham Avinu's level of having good deeds, but no Torah. The Anoichi Afar Ve'efer. And then comes the Yantav of Pesach, which, as we know, the matzah represents the humble person who doesn't raise themselves like chametz. And Pesach represents the level of David HaMelech, the one who has Torah but no Masim Tovim. At the time of Pesach, we were meant to Shari Tumah. We had no good deeds. All we had was the fact that we were prepared to march towards Kabbalah Sotayra. So we had Torah but no Masim Tovim. So Matzah represents that level of Anoichi Tolas V'loyish. I am a Tolas, I am a living creature, I have Torah, V'loy Ish, but I'm not a man, I'm not a man of deeds. Bilam, as we know, was, Chazal tell us, one of his midas was Ruach Gevoya, he was a Bal Gaiva, he was an arrogant person. And as we mentioned before, Gaiva is represented by the Regel, as David HaMelech says, Al Tviyeni Regel Gaiva, do not bring me to a foot of Gaiva, it's represented by the regal because a Bal Gaiva carries himself the way he walks shows his Gaiva. Koim is a Kufa. So the Chamor presses Bilam's regal against the wall to indicate, how can you, Bal Gaiva, how dare you? How do you have the audacity to go curse and try to uproot a nation that celebrates Sholosh Regalim, that celebrates the three Regalim, that each one corresponds to another level of humility? That is Klal Yisrael's Ki Atem Hama'at Mikolo Amim. Hashem chose them because they are the humble, the most humble amongst the nations. And you, Bal Gaiva, you think that you're going to be able to uproot them. And this is what Bilam sees when he looks at Klal Yisrael. First of all, Mimono Afar Yaakov. Who can evaluate the Yidden that are on the level of Afar, Vanechi Afar Ve'efer? Those who are on the level of the Hadas, who have good deeds, but who see themselves as if that they have good deeds, but they humble themselves that they have no Torah. Umispar Esroi Yisrael, or count a quarter of Yisrael, meaning Yisrael is the numerical value of Yisrael is 541. Divide that by 4 is 135, which is matzah. That's the second level of Yidin. The Yidin are on the level of matzah. Anochi Tolas Lo Yish, the level of David HaMelech. Now these four levels are also correspond to the four levels of Yidin that are alluded to by the name Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Rosh HaTevis, Yeshorim, Tzadikim, Chachomim, and Kedoshim. Kedoshim is the person that sees themselves as if they are Kodesh. They have everything. They have good deeds. They have Torah. It's the Esrig, the Baal Gaivin. Then there is the Tzadik. The Tzadik is someone who sees themselves as a person of good deeds, but still humbles themselves that they have no Torah. The Chacham is the person who sees himself as a wise person, that he has Torah, but no good deeds. The Yesharim are those that see things as they are, see things straight. No Torah, no good deeds. And the truth is that any Yid that looks at themselves with really Yashar Diga eyes will see that they haven't even stepped over the threshold, neither of Torah or good deeds. We all, there is so much more we can accomplish. So Bilam says, Tomois Nafshi Mois Yishorim. I wish I can die the death of the Yishorim. Meaning a Yashar, no matter how many times he dies, he can always pick himself back up. Because he is Menachnu Ma, he considers himself nothing. Usi Achrisi Kamayu. I want my end to be like him. Because at the end of the day, the one that remains standing is the Arava, is the Yeshorim, those who are Menachnu Ma, the Moshe Naharans, those remain standing. So the message of this week's parasha is the message of humility, realizing how much more we need to accomplish, humbling ourselves before the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And if we do so, no matter how many times we fall, we should always be able to pick ourselves up. May we always zeicha to true anova be'emes, and in that tzchus we should all be zeicha to that the Rebbeinu Shleilam, by seeing how humble we are, should choose us once again ki atem ha'at mikolam, because we are the humblest of all the nations, and send us Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehirah b'yameinu amen. Thank you.